This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, here with a public change in my position on masks. Can masks work? Do they work the way they're deployed by people? We now have a new Danish study, a rather comprehensive study involving a large number of people. I don't remember the exact number, but it's way beyond statistically significant sample size. And the study, which has been published in a peer-reviewed medical journal, the study finds that people who wear masks they have no lower risk of contracting COVID-19 versus those who do wear masks. And so to have intellectual integrity, we have to look at these studies. And I've wanted a study like this to be done for a long time. We have to look at these results and say, wow, maybe what was intuitively thought to be the case with masks, maybe that's not the case at all. Because as you know, I have long said that masks can work. And more recently, I've said that clean masks are especially important because most people are wearing dirty masks, so they're getting reinfected through their oral bacteria that is then festering in the mask itself, which is a humid, warm environment because of the spit that's trapped in the mask, right? And that people are then re-inhaling bacteria and bacteria byproducts that are actually festering in the mask itself. The mask becomes a petri dish that transfers bacteria from your mouth, oral bacteria, into respiratory bacteria. And this is why masks can cause respiratory pneumonia. So I've understood the importance that if you're going to wear a mask, which I've always said should be voluntary only, never mandatory, I've said, you know, they got to be clean. Well, it turns out that most of the time they're not very clean. People are wearing masks day after day, the same mask, or hour after hour, and they are suffering problems with these masks. And I admit, intuitively, I thought that the science would show that people who wore masks would have lower rates of infection, but they don't. The science actually shows it doesn't matter at all. Now, does this mean that masks never work or that masks can't work? No, masks obviously can work. But I think what it means is that the way people wear them doesn't work. People aren't trained to wear masks in a way that is effective. People touch their masks too much. They touch their face. They'll lift a mask and scratch their face under their mask, you know? Or like Joe Biden did, they'll remove their mask and then cough or sneeze and then put the mask back on. It's like, dude, what do you think the whole mask was for? Now, we know that surgeons wearing masks helps prevent infections of patients during surgery. So we know that there are professionals who do know how to wear masks in an effective way. But if you've ever watched a surgeon prepare for surgery, they scrub their hands and fingers and forearms with a level of scrubbing dedication that is way beyond any normal person. And doctors certainly don't violate the rules of mask wearing. They don't, you know, take off the mask and then cough on the patient, obviously, and then put the mask back on. But it turns out that everyday people do that kind of thing. And so, as this study shows, masks worn by the general public appear to be, well, medically useless. And I did not expect that outcome. But now that the science is clear on this, I do accept it. And I can understand that it's an issue of training and behavior. You know, it's behavior as much as it is the mask. And now remember, from day one when talking about masks, I always said that masks don't protect the wearer from inhaling virus particles because these masks never had a face seal. So, you know, air would go around the side of the mask and so on. That the whole purpose of masks was to be worn by someone who was themselves infected in case they were projecting spittle into the air that has virus particles in it. And the idea is that the mask would trap that. And we do know that masks do trap spit. That's part of the problem with masks, actually. They trap spit and then they harbor the spit and they become petri dishes and so on. But what I think we're learning now is that the infection vectors for coronavirus, if we can even trust the test, which we can't. I'll talk about that in a second. But the vectors that are actually used for infections, someone wearing a mask doesn't make that much difference. Perhaps when they talk, there's enough viral load escaping out of the side of the mask, for example, or going through the mask material. Or perhaps people who are getting infected are getting infected because they're touching surfaces that are contaminated, such as doorknobs or what have you, or touching, you know, shaking hands with somebody who's infected, and then they're touching their face or whatever and getting infected that way. Whatever the vector is, and it's not exactly certain what the vector is, it's now clear that masks, the way people use them, the way everyday people wear masks, just flat out doesn't work. I find that fascinating because it gets into the really behavioral side of virology and epidemiology. You know, you look at how do diseases transmit themselves through a given population. It actually, you have to get into issues like, you know, behavioral economics or just behavioral studies in general to look at how do people interact. Social behaviors really matter when it comes to the way people wear masks or not wear masks and so on. Now, but here's an interesting point in all of this. If masks don't reduce the number of infections when worn by the general public that typically has very low information in terms of how to wear masks, then there's really no upside to wearing a mask, but there is a downside. People are suffering eczema. People are suffering respiratory pneumonial infections. People are suffering other health problems. Some people have trouble breathing because they're already kind of on the edge of maybe respiratory malfunction and so on. So masks have a downside, but apparently no upside. So based on that science, we should say that mask mandates are harmful to the public, but if someone chooses to wear a mask themselves, then, you know, that's their right. And frankly, that's always been their right. People could always wear a scarf if they wanted to. They could always wear a face covering of some kind, a bandana, if they wanted to. That's what I've been wearing most of this time, you know, in places that it's required, like a shop or a grocery store or something. I just wear a bandana. And I know that that bandana does not filter out virus particles. I've known that from day one, but it's just, you know, I wear the bandana. It doesn't interfere with breathing very much. And, it keeps the grocery store people happy for the moment. But if they start mandating masks on everybody, and we're starting to see crazy Democrats like, you got to wear a mask at home. We're going to have mask police looking through your windows on Thanksgiving to make sure you're wearing a mask at home. That's getting insane, especially when you consider the fact that the Communist Party of China is continuing to buy up much of the protective gear, including masks, which leads to mask shortages in countries like the United States. And that causes people to reuse the same mask over and over again. So the more you mandate masks, the more people end up having to reuse dirty masks because of the lack of supply of clean masks. And then even if you have a massive supply of clean masks, you end up with a pollution problem where so many people are going through so many masks, you have mask pollution, masks washing up on beaches and masks in landfill and masks on the street and on the sidewalks and everywhere else. So there's a lot of downside to mask mandates whether people are using the same mask over and over again or using a new mask every time, a lot of downside. Now, I think we got to pair this with the fact that lockdowns are also scientifically shown to not work through a multitude of studies that have been coming out over the last few months. Now, remember, just for intellectual honesty, nobody knew this in March. You know, nobody knew how deadly the virus was at that time and then how it was going to mutate to become less deadly over time. Nobody knew this then. And there were tens of thousands of people dying in Italy, mostly elderly people, for reasons that are now more clear, but weren't so clear back then. But we didn't know at that time that lockdowns weren't really effective. We didn't know that masks really didn't work. We didn't know these things at the time. So the initial reaction to this coronavirus of saying, hey, let's, as a precaution, how about we take 30 days, you know, limit our social interaction for 30 days, wear masks, but also, if you recall, I was recommending strongly everybody take vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C, you know, just have basic good hygiene, wash your hands. If you're sick, you know, don't go out in public and cough all over people. Voluntarily wear a mask in an enclosed space like an elevator or a subway car, things like that. These are precautionary things. But now, here we are, how many months later, and we're subjected to irrational, crazy things from, you know, governors and governments around the world. You know, stay locked down even though lockdowns don't work. Wear a mask even though masks don't work. And now what's coming up? Oh yeah, it's going to be take a vaccine, even though the vaccine probably doesn't work and may even kill you, by the way. Even though they claim, oh, a vaccine's got 95% effectiveness. No one has fact-checked that. It's not been published in any peer-reviewed journal. It's all BS. It's all hype. That's all just companies propping up their stock price, by the way, with false claims. 95% effective. I was thinking, pretty soon we're going to have a vaccine company claim their vaccines are 110% effective. And probably, you know, MSNBC would roll that headline. 110% effective. That's amazing. You know, because who cares about science in their case when they're just pushing propaganda? They don't do any fact checking. So what we really know right now with all this information and over all this time and now with all this perspective, what we know is that the things the government is pushing, none of them work. And the things that nobody is talking about, such as nutrition, for example, these are the only things that work. The best way to defend yourself against the coronavirus is to have good immune function. And of course, I've been talking about that from day one, along with these other things. I've been talking about vitamin D and zinc and elderberry and antivirals and stop poisoning your body with toxic foods and fried foods and so on. You know, this has been, as the health ranger, this has been my mantra from day one. And then we'll wait and see if these other things help or not. But it's clear that the powers that be, the WHO, the CDC, you know, Governor Newsom and so on, they don't care what works. They just want to know what can make you suffer the most, what can lock you down and punish you the most, what can crush human society and force you to take a vaccine that's going to cause infertility or death even. That's all they care about. They don't want you to be well. If they wanted you to be well, they would have been recommending zinc and vitamin D and, you know, garlic, other antivirals long ago, but they never recommended any of that stuff because they don't care. It's always been about hurting you and killing you with a depopulation vaccine that they herd you into. And they probably knew long ago that the lockdowns wouldn't work, and they probably knew that masks didn't work, but they withheld that information from us for such a long time because they wanted to use those things to hurt and harm and enslave as many people as possible. Because let's face it, the government is your enemy now. Especially, I'm talking about Democrat local governments. They are your enemy. And in cases like Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, your national government is your enemy. They want you to die. We are in the realm now of the Great Reset, which is global communism tied to global genocide and depopulation. And the way they're going to get people into that system is they're going to release another biological weapon, probably COVID-21. They're going to lock everybody down again. They're going to force vaccinate everybody again with a toxic vaccine that's engineered to make you die or make you infertile. That's what this has always been about for them. It's the Great Reset. Justin Trudeau of Canada is out there bragging about it. It's the most awesome thing. He says COVID-19 is an opportunity to rethink the world, you know, without you in it, basically. So that's really the answer here. And as we're moving forward and learning about the science, what works and what doesn't work, I tell you what, it all really comes back to the fact that nutrition has always worked. Nutrition has always been the right answer. Taking care of your health has always been the right answer. So this information about masks doesn't change anything about the recommendations of nutrition. And frankly, if you take more vitamin D, you're going to protect your lungs from the respiratory dangers of wearing masks that are infected with oral bacteria. One of the best ways to prevent respiratory bacterial pneumonia is to have good vitamin D, good vitamin C. Don't eat a pro-inflammation diet. Practice good health and good eating habits. It protects your lungs in many, many ways against all sorts of threats and pathogens that you might be dealing with. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being open to my changing view on this based on new data and new information. You know, I'm here to help interpret this information in the most honest and accurate way I can to help you protect your health. And, you know, bottom line is, for everybody who's been taking good nutrition and eating well, taking care of their health, even if they wore a mask, the mask probably didn't harm them because they had all these other good nutrition items. And even if the mask didn't work, they probably didn't get infected anyway because they had good nutrition. And finally, the tests really don't work. The tests produce lots of false positives, so I'm not even sure how we're measuring people who have it versus people who don't. Seems like the tests just aren't reliable at all. And I'll talk about that in another podcast. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.